AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Tonight, Donald Trump's running mate addresses the Republican National Convention. Last night, the GOP nominated Trump and Indiana Governor Mike Pence as its presidential and vice presidential candidates. Our Sagar Magani is at the convention in Cleveland.
For at least a night, the Republican Party united. Donald Trump is the man it's putting forward for the White House. He's capped a stunning run by earning the GOP nod here in Cleveland, with son Donald Jr. putting him over the top on behalf of New York.
Congratulations, Dad! We love you!
Republicans in the Quicken Loans Arena celebrated, capping a deeply divided primary campaign and a rough convention kickoff. Trump moves on to face Hillary Clinton in November. Sagar Magani at the GOP convention, Cleveland.
And Hillary Clinton is watching that convention.
They spent most of their time attacking me and President Obama rather than making any kind of argument about the future we want to build for our country. You know, we can do a lot better than that.
Clinton speaking at a union convention in Las Vegas. In Baton Rouge, where three law enforcement officers were shot dead on Sunday, hundreds turned out last night for a rally honoring police. Officer Robert McGarner was there.
We wake up in the morning and make our peace with God. And after I make my peace with God, I leave out my door, and I'm willing to give my life for any one of you out here.
Gary Marshall has died, the writer, director, and producer who gave us Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and other classic sitcoms, and films like Pretty Woman, was 81 years old. He died in a hospital in Burbank following a stroke. A funny guy, say those who knew him, and a wonderful friend. This is AP Radio News. Vice President Biden is in Australia, where he's told them not to worry about the presidential election. That got a laugh from his audience. He promises the better angels in America will prevail, but he said both nations still struggle with racism.
We have to remember who we are as Australians and Americans and reflect our best selves back to the world. We are a people who insist with passion and conviction.
The vice president is in Australia as the U.S. tries to underline its standing as a Pacific power in the region. Prison officials in Maryland want to impose the nation's first total ban on letters to inmates, requiring that any mail be sent as postcards instead. Their goal is to stop Suboxone, an addictive drug sold in thin strips that are easily concealed inside envelopes. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.